I blinked my eyes and glanced around at my surroundings. I was in her yard, it seemed, and even lying in her, yikes, in her former iris patch, which I had. But wait, she wasn't supposed to come back outside in the heat of the day, remember? Pete and I had already decided. It was then that I caught a glimpse of the cat. He was sitting on the other side of the fence, grinning at me and waving his paw. And then he said, this is an exact quote, you might want to write it down. He said in his whiny, simpering voice,
guess what, Hanky? I learned a new trick.
Huh? Suddenly all the pieces of the puzzle began. Oh boy, I had really stepped into a bear trap this time. Was there any chance that I could talk my way out of it? Was there any hope that I could salvage what was left of my relationship with Sally Mae? She towered over me, her fists resting on her hips. You know that dangerous wrinkle line that sometimes appears in the middle of her forehead? It was there. And she sure looked, well, mad. Furious. Uncommonly angry. In a flash, I switched all systems over to the special emergency message we call. I can explain everything, no kidding. My tail began tapping out a slow rhythm of deepest remorse. I dropped my ears into the pitiful position and beamed her a look that was heavy with sadness and regret. A look that said, Sally Mae, I know what you're thinking, and okay, I'll admit that it looks pretty bad, but hear me out. You see, it was hot, and I just couldn't resist. The irises were poking me in the ribs, see, and I had to. But the bottom line, Sally Mae, is that your cat set up this whole deal, and I was just an innocent. It wasn't working. I could see it in her eyes, in her face, in her clenched fists. She sucked in a deep breath of air and thundered, "Where is my broom?" And she stomped around the corner of the house. Broom? Hey, I knew about her broom. I had met her broom several times before, and it had never been what you'd call a pleasant experience. It was time to, scuttle the ship, shall we say. Fellers, I was in big trouble. I would be the last dog in the world to say a harsh word about my master's wife, and yet there are times when she doesn't seem to be, well, totally rational. I mean, we've already discussed the heat, the terrible heat, and she should have understood that when a dog lives out in the heat day after boiling day, he begins to crave greenness and softness and shadiness. And when he looks across the fence and sees, well, she didn't understand. And I knew it the very moment she mentioned the broom. Broom is a four-letter word which means that the path of reason has been abandoned. It means that at least one of the parties in the dispute is angry. And finally, it means that, well, the other party in the dispute had better run for cover. A five-letter word. Broom has five letters, not four. When Sally Mae disappeared around the corner of the house, I began preparing my broom countermeasures program. It appeared that the best course of action would be to make a dash for the nearest fence, dive over the top, and head for tallest timber, as we say. Yes, that was an excellent plan. It would not only allow me to save my life, but it would also prevent Sally Mae from wrapping that broom around my ears.